This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
Today was a fan event for Star Wars. They showed a bunch of the archived 50th anniversary Lucasfilms Black Series re-releases. They showed a re-release in the Vintage Collection.
When you say re-release, is it still that basic Star Wars architecture that keeps me from buying Star Wars figures?
Let me say 90% yes, 10% no, because a lot of the Rogue One... Well, actually, so they started with some re-releases, but some of these re-releases were Rogue One, so they are a little bit of the newer architecture, and then they brought in some brand new Rogue One figures. A lot of this they're doing because they have the photoreal face deco printing, so they're kind of bringing in figures that have been off the shelves for a few years with the new head. That way, all of your figures blend.
Yeah, I skipped it because the Mezco event was happening, and I knew I couldn't double-dip the pocket.
The only upside to this is that these are all pre-orders that don't come out until the fall.
And Hasbro doesn't charge until they come out, right?
Yes. So the things that I were the most excited about from this event were a bunch of the Vintage Collection or the 4-inch series that tie into the Razor Crest.
Like what?
I am strictly targeting the Vintage Collection figures that tie into the Razor Crest. That's the only Star Wars stuff that I'm actually pre-ordering, besides like whoever that rabbit guy is, because I thought he looked amazing, but he's a different scale anyways. And that was a long time ago. I'm sure I'm forgetting one more, but all three of these figures that I have named are all brand new construction, head to toe. Like, these are 100% new. There's no reused parts. And that makes me very excited.
With 4-inch, because I haven't messed with modern 4-inch in a while, and I haven't messed with Star Wars Black Series 4-inch in a few years, do they do the double knees or elbows, or do they do the weird diaper crotch thing because it's Star Wars, or...
The new construction modern 4-inch do not have like a T-crotch or a diaper crotch. They have closer to a G.I. Joe. With the exception of, I don't know why they do this, but the way that Star Wars runs their hips on 4-inch figures drives me mad. There's a hinge, so you can only, like, you have to use the thigh swivel to make a character sit the right way. It's just, I don't know, whatever. They're fine for display. It's not my main line. I like the stuff that ties in with the Razor Crest. You know, there's an abundance of Star Wars figures to buy. I can use heads and whatever else for different, you know, weirdo sci-fi customs I want to make. You know, again, it's not my main thing, so I let a lot of stuff slide that I, you know, don't like to let slide in my G.I. Joe realm.
I wanted to catch it, but I had a lot of work to do, and I knew Mezco was dropping today, so I didn't want to double dip.
So they did announce a couple of, like, cool... There's, like, a Mandalorian playset coming.
You're killing me, man. I just told you I didn't want to watch it.
there's definitely some cool stuff coming down the pipeline that I'm excited for. Even in the Black Series 6-inch, there's, like, the Boba Fett from the Mandalorian is coming. They call that, like, the pipeline stuff. So there's no actual image of anything toy-related. They just say...
Oh, I got you.
We hear you. He's coming.
I would love some Dio stuff, some cool Star Wars sci-fi Dio things. So when you say a Mando playset, that does spark a thing.
It's one of the cantinas.
Ooh.
I don't remember which one. Again, I've never claimed to be the biggest fan.
Sure.
So let's roll right into Mezco because
I've mentioned it twice and I'm an idiot.
This figure is when you sent me the little teaser video yesterday, I was like, well, they're clearly just targeting you. So I'll let you describe this guy.
I was just having this conversation earlier with someone who thought this was an easy pass. There was nothing he liked about this figure. And it was almost like speaking a different language to me. They just dropped Vapor, who is like a bluish green. I'm assuming sort of like lizardy. I don't know. It's a graffiti street kid, man. It's all right. So two sets of shoes. Like, I love the boots more than, I know your first words were Jordans, but I was thinking like
Tim's.
Tim's. Yeah. A gas mask, a balaclava, you know, a hoodie, a vest, a jacket, all the spray paint cans.
Bolt cutters.
Yeah, bolt cutters. He has like an art book. It is everything I want in a figure. And of course, I had to order double because one of my buddies, E, who helped push me into Mezco, had poor reception. So I got him one, got me one. I overspent. I shouldn't have. Joe Fest is 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away. I don't know. It's too close for me to be dropping on Mezco. I think it's worth the money that they're asking for on the pre-order. And I know that it sold out fast. And then like 10 minutes later, they brought the pre-order back up. But it's for a next year's release versus this month's release.
The one that went up today, they charged me today and it ships probably tomorrow or the next day. So we will have Vapor pre-Joe Fest.
I think it's amazing. I could not be more excited about this figure. However, it also makes me go back and drool over the Pink Skulls, which, I mean, let's just be frank. I'm not going to afford that anytime this year. I'm already too overextended with everything else, and it's June. And Street Gomez. I'm going to have to settle for my Black Skulls and my Agent Gomez.
I was trying to convince myself that it was an easy pass. Strictly because of money. Seeing it today, and then I saw the price, and it's more of a deluxe Mezco figure. See, the problem is they don't give you time. You don't actually even have time to see what a figure comes with, because if you try to go and see what it comes with and then try to buy it, it's gone.
I think where they gave you time was yesterday, photographers that they sent out some samples to had put out some pictures of them in different pieces of gear. So you can tell it's coming with a bunch. I'm not deep enough into Mezco to be any sort of expert, but after a couple pre-orders, when I saw that it was
112.
Yeah, when it was 112 on the pre-order, I knew it would come with extra things, right? They don't pre-order above 100 without it being hefty.
Loaded to the hilt.
Yeah. I should have passed, but also within 20 minutes of the pre-order, they're on eBay from anywhere from like $250 to $500 to purchase someone else's pre-order, which again, we've talked about this already. That's ballsy as shit, in my opinion. I would never be on either side of that equation.
Absolutely not. I'm just going to throw this out there because I don't know what the hell is going on in the toy world, but Wednesday just seems to be the day to pre-order. It sucks because, like, most people in the world, like, payday is Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Wednesday is a very difficult day for me to sit back and think about what I can pre-order.
And even then, like, didn't you just do Ghostbusters yesterday?
So on Tuesday, apparently Tuesday was National Ghostbusters Day. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
No, I said to you, I don't remember if it was on the show or privately, that these figures would be coming. And that was just an obvious, like, of course. So basically, they re-released the four Ghostbusters individually. This time, they're covered in green splatter that glows in the dark. All four of them come with not only their proton packs, but also with a proton stream. Before, only one figure came with the stream, so people were buying four of him so they would have four streams and then selling off, you know, the rest of it. I did not do that. I found a second one on clearance for $5 of the original run, so I bought one extra, and then I was like, I'm not doing this unless I find them for $5. But by the time I found them, everybody else had picked off the one figure that they needed. So
right.
I pre-ordered those. It was actually crazy timing because I just like opened my phone I got the notification from Hasbro Pulse's Instagram, and it was like, Ghostbusters, live now at 5 p.m. And I was like, shot over to Hasbro Pulse and was able to get him in. I found it within a minute of it being posted, and they had the wrong pictures up, so I had to read the names and just double check that I had four separate names, because it was four separate names with two different pictures. I figured it out. I got all four individual Ghostbusters. They're slated to come out in January.
Aside from pre-ordering Ghostbusters off Hasbro Pulse, you know, we also just had the G.I. Joe thing Friday. So Friday was Joe's, Tuesday's Ghostbusters, Wednesday is Star Wars and Mezco, Thursday is Bankruptcy Court.
Thursday is the pre-orders for Star Wars and allegedly Snake Eyes and Timber.
And also, speaking of, we had talked about this is coming a while back, is I don't know if it was just like a Hasbro Pulse fan fest or if it was when Full Force was interviewing Lenny, but he had talked specifically about how much he wanted to do animals. And you and I had talked after that and was like, if Lenny is allowed by Hasbro's higher-ups to talk about wanting to make animals, wanting to make Timber, we will 100% get a Timber. And then you went, look, we're correct. It's definitely going to happen once we saw Drizzt and his panther. And so both of us have been expecting this without knowing anything, because we're not the Full Force. We don't have the background data, but, you know, just from those two things, we knew it would happen. And you have personally been beating the Goggles drum since day one.
Yes, I love Goggle Snake Eyes. That's my favorite look. I've come close two or three times to purchasing on eBay. You know, I often talk about the custom G.I. Joe search. There's multiple people on there that have done amazing custom cast 6-inch Snake Eyes heads with the goggles. I would just say, like, first off, we already know that we're going to get more Snake Eyes figures in Classified than any other character. There's absolutely no way we're not going to get a goggle set. Like, there's just no way. So I held off, and I'm very glad I did, because we're going to do this out of order because we're talking about Snake Eyes now. But that figure, that is what I want in a Classified Snake Eyes. It looks like you took my favorite Snake Eyes, which is the Pursuit of Cobra Commando Snake Eyes, changed a couple of things that I wasn't crazy about, and blew it up to the 6-inch scale.
So it hits all the right spots.
Yeah, and I think it's hilarious that he's closer to a V1 Snake Eyes. Doesn't come with a sword, has the goggles, but comes with Timber.
And a bunch of guns. Timber's articulation and the extra head blew me out of the water. That I did not expect. But that was gorgeous.
I talked to you probably for about 45 minutes straight about the Panther from the Dungeons & Dragons figure.
Drizzt, yeah.
I came very close to ordering that figure solely just to get that Panther. But then I was like, I don't know anything about this. I'm not doing it.
Did the Panther have that much articulation in it?
No.
So they've even upped their game since the fall.
We keep a lot of our like speculations off record until there's something to talk about. But, you know, I understand that all of the Hasbro properties are separate. They don't really share tooling. There's been some crossover in the 4-inch scale a few years ago. But I noticed that once one of the toy lines makes like a giant step in some sort of modern build, whether it's double elbows or whether it's the neck post that is
a double neck.
Yeah, double neck. Once one of the toy lines makes this achievement, you start to see a slightly different variant of it in every other toy line. So when I saw the Panther, I said, I really hope they're working out the kinks. Because that Panther looked beautiful, but it did not look like it would blend well with the extreme detail of a Classified figure.
Right.
That Timber figure is absolutely gorgeous, and I can't wait. I'm going to order two. I probably shouldn't, but I'm 100% going to order two. That Snake Eyes is the Snake Eyes I want, and now I'm hoping, I'm going to put this out there, I'm hoping that the next Snake Eyes we see is something pushed farther than anything we're used to, because we have a decent, you know, Ninja Commando, we have the Fortnite repaint of that figure, we have, you know, the standard Classified Snake Eyes, we have the movie figure coming that looks pretty incredible, and now we have Commando, the next version of Snake Eyes I want it to be, give me something
wild.
You know, give me something that I can look at it and say, okay, that's clearly Snake Eyes, but I want something that, you know, pushes the boundaries. I just want something different. I probably have 80 Snake Eyes figures in my collection, you know?
Speaking of that, in the 13 years of A-Raw, Snake Eyes, Cobra Commander, and Roadblock were the figures they made the most amount of variations for. Those were the top three created characters. And I think it was in that order, too. It was like Snake Eyes and then Cobra Commander and Roadblock had the same amount of figures. So it's no surprise to me that Snake Eyes is always going to have like five more versions than everyone else. Cobra Commander has several versions. And then the community at large complained about Roadblock for a year. And now we have this very faithful, gorgeous V1 Roadblock that I couldn't be more happier to order two off of Amazon. When we were watching Hasbro Pulse, because it was on my tablet, I didn't swipe the comments away. And A was reading some of the comments, and that's bad parenting on my end. And he went, why is everybody complaining about Roadblock? And I was like, they shouldn't, because they asked for this. They complained until Hasbro relented. There should be zero complaints about this Roadblock. And then second, I love this Roadblock. And then third, what you just said with Snake Eyes is what I'm saying with Roadblock. We've already seen with Cobra Island this huge departure that legitimately could have been heavy duty. But at this point, I would love to see a wild Roadblock. My only comment on the Roadblock was that his face doesn't look like the V1 face or the V1 classified face. So Roadblock's face doesn't change. It's still his head, regardless of what he does with his facial hair. I wish they would have used the same head sculpt and just changed the facial hair. But what it looks like is that when he was on Cobra Island, when he got home and shaved that big beard off, he lost a bunch of weight. The cheeks are a little more sharp, and maybe he trimmed down while he was on Cobra Island.
I always cut off the comments.
I should have.
If I paid attention to the comments closely, I would not be in this community.
I don't pay attention to them, and I just didn't think about it because I just naturally ignore them. But I'm not 9 3/4. So once he made a couple mentions of some of the comments about Target and then the comments about Roadblock, I just swipe off the comments. Personally, I thought it was fantastic. And you remember my quest to get two good working Crossfires for our walks back in the early days of the pandemic, and seeing that Mark II Vamp remote control, that excited both of us until Alexander noticed that it doesn't drop until August. And so then he was kind of disappointed because, you know, they go back to school in August down here. So it's less time for us to go walking, but we'll still pick up two of them so that we can use them maybe on the weekends or, you know, in the afternoons or something.
That thing looks cool. I said to you on the phone after the live stream that I probably won't get it, but the second I see it in store, I'm going to get it. I mean, the only thing I haven't purchased are the little dome figures, you know, like the little domies or whatever they're called.
I'll never buy those.
And I did not purchase any of the little die-cast figures. It's just not my thing.
Nor mine. And I also don't have any of the pops.
Yeah, I don't do that either. But
those are flat negatives.
I guess I never actually said my thoughts on Roadblock. I love the figure. I'm down with the minigun. I'm down with the different head sculpt. I'm kind of looking at this through the lens of a guy who has watched the evolution of the modern Marvel Legends. There's like 10 to 20 Thor figures, and there's like 8 different faces for the same character. And I'm just looking at it like this with Roadblock. It's like you can have your Operation Blackout style Roadblock, Cobra Island Target version of Roadblock, and now you can have a pretty amazing one-to-one of version 1. And I guess like maybe people would be happier if they put it on like a vintage style card back, like they've done with some of the Marvel Legends throwbacks. Honestly, I'd rather have a box because I can...
I like that it's in a box because the other two are in a box. My Roadblock display right now is just the A-Raw vintage carded figures. Like, I don't even have my foreign carded figures out right now. And I don't have the classified figures out because I just don't have the room. But I would love to expand that roadblock display to include the foreign carded figures and then like bring in some of these boxed things, the middle years or modern versions of roadblock. He's my dude. I've already told you I don't want to pre-order. I don't want to collect two of every classified anymore. But of course I'm going to do that with Snake Eyes. Of course I'm going to do that with Roblox. Of course I'm going to do that with Breaker so I can have two RAM cycles. I hope they release the RAM cycle without a figure at some point. That would be Army Builder choice. I won't pre-order two barbecues, but I mean, I thought the figure looked cool. The pictures of Barbecue made him look weirdly chunky to me, but the pictures of Firefly did too, and Firefly came to the house and was slim and sharp, and so I have no worries that Barbecue is going to be amazing, Breaker is going to be amazing, etc.
I think they really set an amazing tone with that Breaker figure because you swap the lower arms out. I really hope that we get an OG-13 style. OG-13. We just got Snake Eyes, got Breaker.
I mean, Scarlet's not far off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On the topic of Target, since this is a Target exclusive, they announced that Major Blood would be re-released and easier to find. I grabbed two off of Hasbro Pulse.
I grabbed one off Pulse.
And I will say this, that I have seen on Instagram, through accounts that aren't G.I. Joe accounts, just modern toy accounts, people are finding two peg loads. We're talking 12 Major Bloods hanging at Targets and all over the country.
Wow.
And I know you and I were talking earlier and people are finding Baroness again. They're bringing these figures back. What I would like to see from this Target Cobra Island model is if they're going to bring back the figures that have been impossible to get, you know, I'm looking at you, Viper. I would like Target might be the store that's giving us these more throwback to the old school collectors, because Major Blood, you know, really looks like the original with some modern twist. I mean, Breaker looks absolutely amazing. They've kind of just revealed between Snake Eyes and him, you know, the bodies that you would want to make the original gang.
While all this was going on, Flint and Lady J finally showed up at our house. Lady J's arms. I complained about Scarlet and Baroness from day one. Lady J's arms are awesome. Flint is great to play with.
Two of the best figures so far. Not because of character, just I'm talking strictly as a toy.
Flint in particular, the last time I was in my local comic shop, one of the guys that works there does a lot of 1/6 customs. He was walking through the store with a Flint in his hand and he was showing me all the cool things he loved about Flint and how he was going to Dremel this and cut that to make customs out of Flint because he had never seen such a cool 6-inch figure. He doesn't collect G.I. Joe. These figures are well beyond our community at this point.
The stuff that they brought with just that Snake Eyes, that first release, I had never seen on a retail release 6-inch figure.
I'm excited to get them. I guess tomorrow you and I will be lined up at the internet queue for our Snake Eyes pre-orders.
And I'm going to attempt to try to get all those Mandalorian 4-inch figures.
Between Pulse and BBTS, I mean, we'll figure it out.
Just to kind of throw in my two cents, I think Barbecue looks great for a character that I don't really care one way or another. I think he's a fine character. He's not on the top of my list, you know, but that figure is, I'm going to be out there hunting it. That figure looks absolutely amazing.
I had him as a kid. I love the figure, but he is a B or a C class.
Which I guess kind of ties into what I was saying, but I can't ever keep my own thoughts straight. But I like the idea of store exclusives being these off the beaten path characters. And I have a strong feeling that we're going to see that RAM cycle re-released to mass retail because that's a lot of tooling, and there's the demand for that RAM cycle is through the roof.
Oh, yeah. You can army build that cycle. The Vamp shows that they can make a 6-inch vehicle. I mean, I know that you can't fit the figures in it because they did electronics instead, but motorcycles are easier.
They also announced that we're getting a Star Wars Black Series HasLab, and it is not a vehicle. My guess would be a playset. I have legitimately no idea. I can't even begin to speculate. You know, it's going to probably be $250 to $500 just based on previous HasLab events. So I'm trying to think about what you're going to get in that price range for a 6-inch scale figure that's not a vehicle.
Oh, it would be 6-inch scale.
Yeah, it's Black Series.
Death Star. Keeping on the theme of please help, we're broke, we're going to be heading to Joe Fest in just a couple weeks. I'm leaving on Thursday. You're leaving on Wednesday. But before we go, we just got in a load of stickers so that we'll have a bunch of stickers at our table to give out to people. One of them is a silly dad move, but I love it. So I have an Alexander sticker. You know, of course, we're going to have our Order of Battle stickers. And then we have our Joe Fest sticker. So we've got three stickers. And then before you leave, you're supposed to be picking up a delivery of t-shirts.
We will have our standard logo that shows up in your podcast feed, the graffiti logo.
On that graffiti logo, it will say Order of Battle Pod at the bottom of it.
We'll use this to announce our Joe Fest shirt. Our good buddy Rust whipped up a Night Force bootleg Order of Battle logo. We're doing a variation of this logo that will be exclusive to Joe Fest. The logo will be glow in the dark. The Night Force logo will glow in the dark, and we will only be doing the glow in the dark variation of this t-shirt for this specific Joe Fest. The quantities are limited because, you know, anybody who's made shirts knows that it is not cheap. The shirts are limited due to my band background. I am very particular and weird about what I do with exclusive merch.
I think that's the polite way of saying it.
I haven't quite decided what I will do, or what I should say, what we will do. Fingers crossed we sell the majority of these glow-in-the-dark shirts. These shirts have been months in the making, and it's been very hard for you and I to not, you know, run our yaps about these shirts.
Especially because Rust has done such an amazing job putting together just something for us that, I don't know, it makes me smile just looking at the work.
That's been one of the nicest things about this show and working with you on this creative endeavor, is that we happen to just see eye to eye on most things when it comes to art pertaining to the show. We have the same ideas and visions most of the time, with our own individual voices attached to them. And then you know, I got the music guy, you got the art guy. And it has just been amazing that you and I talked about a logo. I had, you know, somebody whip up something for us that we will use eventually for something. And then you're like, hey, I've got this idea. And then all of a sudden you send me this like absolutely dope graffiti logo. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is it. I'm with it. And then we had 2.5 months worth of conversation with the show before the show was live about, well, is anybody gonna be able to read it? Like, we know what it says, whatever. And then at the end of the day we said, F it, this is our shit. We're gonna run with what we like. You know, when it came time to have the discussion about, you know, having shirts, since we are going to be at the show, it made sense. And to be fair, you and I just want the shirts anyways. You hit up Rust. You said, hey, we got this idea. Do you think you could do this? And he just sneezes and here comes the logo we're asking for.
It took us a long time to put out shirts because of all the colors and layers in this. We tried really hard to keep the shirts cheap enough where we could sell them. Quality art and quality shirts don't really allow for it. So the price point of these shirts is $20. At the end of the day, if we sell 100% of these shirts, we'll have an extra $90 in profit.
Well, no, because we have not paid for shipping yet.
Oof, fair enough. So we might just break even. This is simply just to say, whatever that 90 minus shipping is going to be, my hope is it goes straight back into another run of t-shirts, and then another run of t-shirts. I have a day job. I don't need t-shirts to make money.
I mean, this is a labor of love. It's the same with my band shit. Like, I don't make money playing in all these bands. I don't care about making money playing in these bands. I have a job. The bands is an outlet. It's passion. It's the same with this. I'm just more hyped on the artwork. And it's the same with band merch. Whenever one of my bands, you know, we'll have one of our friends or we'll hire an artist to make a shirt, it's all because we all like the person's work. So when you get that artwork that's custom for you and you're geeking out about it, I'm going to be rocking these shirts all weekend. And I will say this, just for anybody listening who's curious about it, I am absolutely insane when it comes to t-shirt brands.
I've learned.
If you're a bigger guy, the bigger sizes are coming on a heavier, more like traditional style, heavier fitting t-shirt. So it kind of hides the body. And if you're smaller, we're on a nice, soft, form-fitting shirt. You know, luckily, the guy that we are printing with is a buddy of mine and also understands.
When you and I sat down to talk, your band experience led you to ask me questions about the shirts I wear, because we wear different sizes, and you already understood my answers before I gave them. And so we didn't want smalls and mediums to be uncomfortable, just the same way as we didn't want large and above to be uncomfortable. We decided to print on two different types of shirts so that everyone can wear the shirt happily.
And a big part of that for me is, you know, I don't talk about the music stuff that I pre-order on this show, but I order a lot of records. I order a lot of band merch. And only in the past like 8 or 9 months have bands started listing on their website what shirts they print on. You know, I don't know if everybody else is as crazy as I am when it comes to this stuff, but I like to know when I buy a t-shirt that it's going to fit me the way I want it to. That's also part of the reason why it took us so long to get shirts, because just, you know, making sure we could split the sizes, and then we ran into a color issue on one of the shirts. Actually, take that part out because we're not talking about that shirt.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us. You are more anachronistic than my father.
I literally do not use a computer.
Maybe get just a shirt that just says Luddite.
Yeah, no shit. I'm just gonna get Captain Caveman on a shirt.